Heroes of Olympus, The Mark of Athena, by Rick Riordan.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
To Speedy, strays and wanderers are often sent by the gods. Chapter 1. Annabeth. Until she met the exploding statue, Annabeth thought she was prepared for anything. She'd paced the deck of their flying warship, the Argo II, checking and double-checking the ballistae to make sure they were locked down. She'd confirmed that the white "We Come in Peace" flag was flying from the mast. She'd reviewed the plan with the rest of the crew, and the backup plan, and the backup plan for the backup plan. Most importantly, she'd pulled aside their war-crazed chaperone, Coach Gleason Hedge, and encouraged him to take the morning off in his cabin and watch reruns of mixed martial arts championships. The last thing they needed as they flew a magical Greek trireme into a potentially hostile Roman camp was a middle-aged satyr in gym clothes waving a club and yelling, "Die!" Everything seemed to be in order. Even that mysterious chill she'd been feeling since the ship launched had dissipated, at least for now. The warship descended through the clouds, but Annabeth couldn't stop second-guessing herself. What if this was a bad idea? What if the Romans panicked and attacked them on sight? The Argo II definitely did not look friendly. 200 feet long, with a bronze-plated hull, mounted repeating crossbows fore and aft.